Welcome back to Admission Insight. This is Chandler Fraser-Pauls, and on behalf of the whole Pennington School Admission Team, we hope you're enjoying your holiday season. Today, we speak with Connie Mercer and Chris Marchetti from Homefront about their work, their why, and their relationship with the Pennington School. As we like to say, let's go!
So you say you want to apply to private school. We're gonna show you what to do. Walk through the steps to take, and everything's gonna turn out great. We're gonna find the right fit, both for you and for your kids, based off school culture and needs. We're gonna bolster your chances to succeed.
And we're back with Admission Insight, another great episode. We are lucky to have Connie Mercer, founder and CEO of Homefront, with us, and Chris Marchetti, director of Homefront's Joy, Hopes, and Dreams program. Connie and Chris, thank you for being with us today. You know, we're excited to talk with you.
We could not have said no to anybody, any request from Pennington School, because Pennington School has been an absolutely godsend to our homeless families for over 20 years now.
I could have said no, Chandler, but decided just to go. I'm just kidding. Absolutely. Absolutely not. No problem at all. We are honored and privileged to be here talking and be a part of the Pennington family.
That's awesome. Well, again, appreciate it. And we'll jump right into it. You know, Connie and Chris, you know, something I see in my admission work is that over the years, you know, there are more and more students who talk about the importance of giving back. Students are actively looking for ways to serve their communities, you know, and make a difference. And you two are in a unique position to talk about service. You know, Connie, we'll start with you. Can you tell us a little bit about Homefront, and then maybe, you know, briefly speak on your journey into the work? How did you get there? Why do you do it? And then Chris, we'll go over to you. So Connie, take it away.
Oh, but you said briefly and you asked all the hard questions all at once. Homefront takes care of Mercer County's homeless families. At this point in time, each and every night, we have over 500 people that we are providing shelter and supports for. Most of those people are kids. We only can do that work with the support of our wonderful community. And Pennington School has been at the top of the list of people who have responded when we have needs, whether it's for coats or swimming or tutors or an amazing Christmas party. Pennington School is the place we go to. I should add that other schools around that have requirements for service learning, as they call it, also reach out to us. But it's done differently. It's done as an obligation. I am so impressed with the Pennington schools who are eager to make a difference.
Well, that's what our community is about, and we appreciate hearing that from you. And can you, Connie, just talk about your journey into all of this very quickly? And I know quickly is not easy, but just for
30 some years ago, when I was working as a headhunter, I had a friend, a pediatrician, come to me and say, Connie, you need to come with me and I need to show you what's going on in your community. He took me out in my very fancy offices and we went and knocked at motel doors on the Route 1 corridor strip. We knocked on scores of doors, and what we saw horrified me. There were family after family after family being warehoused in grim, godforsaken places. There was, in the bedrooms, there were no refrigeration. There was no way to cook a meal for the babies. There was no way to think a private thought. And on too many of the other rooms, prostitution and drug dealing was going on. When we finished knocking on doors, my friend Dr. Hansen turned to me and said, Connie, there are hungry homeless people in your community. Fix it. So I took up the challenge And we've been fighting that battle ever since.
Wow. Well, thank you for that. Chris, you know, do you want to touch on being the director of the Joy, Hopes, and Dreams program, what that is?
And do you want me to start in my journey, Chandler, as well? Because
I would love that. I would love
that. Okay, well, I will tell you, because it may be sort of appropriate to kind of hear it, because I had just graduated from college, actually, from Rutgers, and saw that this was going on in the community, in my community, and decided to go through AmeriCorps and VISTA and so on and so forth and try to really help out, you know, the immediate community. And I seen that Homefront, which was called something else at the time, was looking for people to help out. And so joined up and met Connie and the rest of the Merry Band, and the rest is history. And that was a really long time ago. I won't tell you how long, but that was a long time ago. And from that, I think, From that beginning point, one of the things Connie, you know, did not really allude to was that back, you know, in these motels, the kids really all in one room and playing was out in a parking lot, in an asphalt parking lot, if it was allowed by, you know, by the management. And so one of the key pieces that Connie and company came up with from the onset was to do something that was meaningful, that was constructive, that was cathartic for the youngsters out there, for the kids that were dealing with these kind of situations. And thus the Joy, Hopes, and Dreams program had its start.
Wow. Well, I appreciate you both sharing your journey into this and into this amazing work you both are doing and continue to do.
One piece for people to understand is real important in terms of Joy, Hopes, and Dreams. It has a magic school bus model. We started it initially that way because we had to at the we had no resources, we had no room, so we would whatever bus we could borrow and whatever free tickets we could get, we would pick the kids up from those horrific motels and take them out for 2, 3, 4 hours, whether it be a football game at Rutgers or running around in a park, or thank God being able to go swimming at Pennington School. We now have lots of resources. We own lots and lots of buildings, but we've kept with the including a community center, but we've kept with a magic school bus model, mm-hmm. although we have 4 school buses now, because that's what our kids need. Our homeless kids need to see the world. They need to have a vision of a bigger future. They need to see that, and that works really well.
Yeah, the Joy, Hopes, and Dreams program has become a whole lot more formalized. We started off just doing what we could, but as the years progressed, we have now a very well put together premier after school type magic school bus model program for the kids, where we have tutoring a couple times a week, we have art classes, coding classes, basketball, we have special activities where we go just about everywhere, just to, like Connie alluded to, just to give the kids a bigger vision of what's out there. And one of those wonderful destinations just happens to be the Pennington School, as she said, the gym and swims that if people are not familiar with, we would go to monthly, bi-monthly. I think we've done it a few times in 1 month, but we would come on out there and we would use, you know, we come on out to the Pennington School campus and use the gym and the pool, but other kind of special magical fun activities like that, you know, in addition to a whole bunch more that goes along with it, but that's where it's at about now.
There is a story that probably should be told about the beginnings of our relationship with the Pennington School. We were working with the folks who were at that point all living in those motels. It was before we came up with affordable housing and quality shelters. It was incredibly important that they get to experience some of the joy of Christmas. I had a major corporation that was lined up to do a big, big Christmas party. Somehow the lawyers got involved and thought that there was too much risk. So at the last minute, they said, sorry, can't do it. and I had all these people, hundreds of people primed for a great big party. I, out of desperation, phoned the Pennington School, the headmaster, and said, I need some help. And he said, sure. And within a week, threw together an amazing party, which over the last 26 years has only gotten better and better each year. That's done with care and love, and that's very important to the Pennington School community. I very much appreciate that the school gives us the opportunity not only to take care of our families in fine fashion, but that they use it as a learning opportunity for their students. That we come in and we talk with the Pennington kids about poverty, about homelessness, and about how they can be involved in making the world better for other kids.
I will say, it is also incredibly important to the community at large out there, to the home front families. There are people, Chandler, who come from years back that still ask and have asked up until this day, hey, are you having the big Pennington holiday party this year? It is something that is just in people's minds and hearts, and they still ask to this day, and that is the truth.
Well, Chris, you know, and Connie, I was a student here at Pennington, right? And I've seen it from that side when I participated as a student, and you know, it meant the world to our community then, and now I'm a faculty member here, and it still means the world to us now. So, you know, it's amazing work that you all do, and to have it come together with our community is a beautiful thing. And we look forward to it every year as well. So I want to ask, you know, I have two more questions for you, and I don't want to take up too much of your time today. So what advice would the both of you give to students who want to get involved and give back, either part-time or in a fully dedicated career, the way that you have chosen to do it? You know, what advice would you give?
Just do it. Find something that you're passionate about. Find the best people around who are doing it and join them. A word of caution for people who want to do it full-time. Social service work does not pay very well, so you have to sort out your value system. And if you're not going to be comfortable without having a whole bunch of money coming in, it's the wrong route for you. That doesn't mean, if you choose a different route, you can still get involved and your donations make it so other people can really be out there making a difference.
To the students now, every little bit counts. Every speck of giving, of caring, of time that they could share, it counts, and it's cumulative. It adds up when you put it all together. And I have a story, though, I think that it's from you guys that kind of exemplifies this whole process. Some time ago, there was a young lady, and we had a gym and swim. We were at the pool, and everyone looked away for just a split second as we were talking about the rules. And one of our little ones jumped in the pool, and they were just a little too short in the low end for them to get their heads above water. And in one split second, one of your students, she jumped into the pool, no regard for anything else, just got in there, pulled that kid up just an inch or two, and basically saved the day. And I think that story, I think, really explains kind of this topic that we're talking about, that sometimes it's really important for, I think, everyone to be diligent, everyone to be really vigilant and see just how much, because there's a lot of families out there. There are a lot of families out there whose heads are just a little bit too far under the water. They're just a little too far under. And sometimes you can help them from the sidelines. And other times you got to jump in feet first. You can't worry about what your shoes, she had her phone in her back pocket, her shoes on, everything. And sometimes, kind of like to Connie's point, you can't always worry about that when the situation is urgent enough. Sometimes you have to jump in feet first and just do it. So I think that would be the you know, just a little message to the Pennington students. Keep watchful. And if things are looking that urgent, like she said, jump in.
Well, some incredible advice from the both of you. My final question, just to kind of bring it all full circle here. We always talk about our why, right? So why do you, you know, the both of you continue to do this amazing work?
I feel blessed to do the work that I do. And I'm old at this point, and I've been doing it for a very, very long time.
Don't believe that.
But being able to go home almost every night thinking, today we made a difference in someone's life. What a total, complete, absolute privilege I have.
And for me, I think it's a real practical answer to the why, is because the need is out there. And there's a lot of families and a lot of kids who are really struggling. And if you don't do anything about it, then, you know, it doesn't change. So the need is there. So that's, I think that's my why.
Thank you for that. And on behalf of the Pennington community, we thank the both of you and your wonderful organization for all the work they do. We look forward to continuing our relationship with you all and Homefront as we move forward. So thank you for taking the time again on behalf of myself for coming on the podcast today.
Chandler, thank you so much. And a little reminder to all the Pennington faithful, the holiday party that we spoke of, it is, you guys are putting it on once again this year. It is a party to go, but it is happening. So we thank you, all of you that are a part of that.